This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Rick Van Kirk. He is the CEO of Prodex Incorporated. Well, they trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. What Prodex does together with its subsidiaries, designs and develops, and they manufacture powder surgical and dental instruments. They are multi-exit motion control products for medical and factory automation. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Give my listeners a little bit of a background of yourself and how you got involved with Prodex.
Okay, yeah, I've been with the company 11 years this month. I've been in the manufacturing area in Southern California my entire career. Joined Prodex as a director of manufacturing and hung around long enough and learned the business long enough to end up in this role of CEO 2 years ago this month. It was January of 2015. So I was really fortunate the way things worked out for me, and in particular the way things have been going for the company lately.
You manufacture surgical and dental instruments, and I noticed that your sales have been growing a lot. What has been the big jump from 2015 to 2016? Was that just domestic, or are we also seeing international sales coming in?
Mostly domestic. A large part of the upswing was improved execution, completing some projects and getting them into production that had taken a little bit longer than we had liked. And then a real focus on some cost controls and margin improvements, too, to go along with that. But we've bolstered our business development efforts. We hope to kind of continue that momentum. That's a lot of revenue growth year over year. It'll be hard to maintain that rate of growth. But
right.
We have to keep going in that direction for sure.
Well, definitely my kudos from 2015, 2016. It looks like in 2015 you did $13.3 million in revenues, in 2016 around $20.1 million. That's like a 80% growth.
Yeah, thanks. We're really excited about that. And what's kind of nice is, you know, prior to that we had some kind of lean, tough years here, and a lot of people stuck with us through those years, and it's nice to see them kind of realize the benefits and the good times now.
So what are some of the competitive advantages of Prodex has?
Well, we've got a pretty cool technology that we've been patenting that works on our surgical hand pieces. It's adaptive torque limiting, and it provides a lot of benefits for our customers, the OEMs, and in particular their end users. And there's been a lot of positive feedback from that in some of these more recent products. But one thing that helps that also is we've been in the business 40 years and been making medical handpieces for a long time. So we've got experience dealing with all the major medical device OEMs, A and B. You do this year over year, you just develop techniques and secret sauces and things like that where our technology, our sealing technologies, or the ability to withstand autoclaves is something that people come seek us out for now, because they know that Prodex has a reputation for making a good quality medical handpiece. And one other thing I might like to add as a competitive advantage is we have a really experienced and what I call loyal workforce. Like I mentioned earlier, a lot of people stuck with us through some tough times, but they did. They make a lot of contributions, a lot of ideas. We're a pretty flat organization and a nimble and aggressive organization, so we can make decisions quickly and try to take advantage of what opportunities come up for us fairly quickly. So between all those, we think we have a lot to offer to people in the space.
Absolutely. My guest today is Rick Van Kirk. He is the CEO of Prodex, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. Now, speaking of your company a little bit, the float is only 2.3 million. Your market cap's only 22.7. You don't plan on coming out and diluting that anytime soon, do you?
No plans at this time.
Okay. Prodex has recently been recognized in the media for a couple of achievements. You want to go over those?
Yeah, a couple nice things happened for us. Recently, the Orange County Business Journal included us in their list of fastest growing public companies, which is nice. It's reflective of some of those numbers you mentioned earlier. And the other thing is we were named by the Orange County Register as one of the top workplaces in Orange County. And that's something we're particularly proud of because those results are based on workplace surveys. So an anonymous survey to everyone in the company is completed, as done by many, many companies in Orange County. And the results reflected a workforce that was engaged and supportive and felt like they were really well informed and part of things. And so that I think shows that we have a pretty good culture here, a collaborative culture where we try to listen and implement people's ideas, people that do their job every day know more about it than some of us up here in the management wing, if you will.
Right.
So I like that award a lot. I'm really proud of that award in particular.
You know, under the umbrella of Prodex, you have Micro Motors and also Oregon Microsystems. Can you break those down to what exactly each one of those divisions do?
Yeah, up in Oregon, our OMS division, they handle motion control products, a lot of things for like laboratory automation, things like that. Things, you know, it's a technology that maybe doesn't necessarily marry up to what we're doing down here, but it's a good business, and it touches some pretty cool industries. Micro Motors is kind of the original work that was done here at Prodex. We started off, I think, years and years ago with an air motor product. And it started in the founder's garage. That was kind of turned into something that could be used in some dental instruments or handpieces over the years. And then we kind of kept evolving to the medical device. That's still a part of the business. We still have some customers in that area that we've been with for a long time. And that probably won't be going away anytime soon.
In your market space, is it very competitive? Or are you guys the only pharmacy on the block? How's the competition?
You know, the competition is challenging, and interestingly enough, for the most part, it's our customers. They have to make a decision whether they want to do a development project in-house or outsource that to somebody like us, or if they want to do the manufacturing in-house or have someone else do it. So we're capable of doing anything from contract manufacturing to full-blown development and design through shipment. So our calling card is, hey, big company, we're the expert in hand pieces. We think we can do this pretty well for you, and we know we can do it faster than you, so you'll get it into market sooner, your revenue stream starts sooner. Why don't you give us a look? And then we get a chance to really show them what we can do, and that's how we get our opportunities. So it's kind of an interesting model.
You know, again, what a great physical year you guys had in your 2016 balance sheet. What's the outlook for 2017? Are we looking for M&A? Are we looking for in-house growth? How do you plan on tackling the 2017 year?
Well, we're always looking for organic growth. We've got some pretty strong investment in our business development side of the business. Now, one of the things that's been really cool about the last year or so is we've become more and more profitable. There's more that we can kind of reinvest in the company in terms of prototypes and new technologies. And that makes the sales effort that much, I don't want to say easier because it's never easy, but it's a more preferable process. Instead of going to call on someone and say, you know, we can get you this product in X months or years at this price, we can say, look, we got this, we can show you right now. What do you think? So we're always going to be focused on organic growth. In terms of M&A stuff, I would just call us opportunistic. If something came up and was interesting and a good opportunity, we would investigate it and potentially move on it, I guess.
My guest today is Rick Van Kirk. He is the CEO of Prodex, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. In closing here, Rick, is there anything you want to get out to my listeners that you and I didn't have a chance to talk about?
I guess one comment, although we touched on a little bit, is that something else that we offer here that maybe doesn't show up in 10-Ks and 10-Qs or press releases is we have a really cohesive and collaborative management team here and entire team that we maybe didn't always have over the last 10 years. So there's not a whole lot of things that come up that someone hasn't encountered before and can share an idea how to help it. And again, I think that's reflected in some of the workplace recognition that we have, but it really helps in terms of motivation, engagement. The culture here is very healthy, and it just helps us be very nimble as an organization. For a few years when we were struggling, we were kind of acting like a big company and kind of waiting for things to happen, and we kind of realized, you know, 2 or 3 years ago that we're not a big company and we have to kind of create our own results, our own destiny. We got to make some things happen.
So absolutely.
We have a kind of a slogan right here that this is the new products. We try stuff. And you couldn't do that without a group that works well together and shares ideas, isn't afraid of getting their feelings hurt. And that's something, like I said, doesn't always show up in the numbers, but it's a big part of our success, I think.
Prodex is the company that we are highlighting today. Our guest has been Rick Van Kirk. He is the CEO of that company. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. I feel, and this is one man's opinion, they're very undervalued at $5.60 a share, and their float is only $2.33 million. Rick, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but success, and we're going to check back with you in about 30 to 45 days.
Well, thanks very much for the opportunity. I enjoyed it and happy to do this anytime.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.